This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 25th, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good morning. I would like to begin the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, October 25th. 2007. We are going to have some changes to our agenda today. We are going to postpone addressing the draft advisory opinion in 2007-20 involving XM satellite radio and the notice of proposed rulemaking for bundling contributions. We are going to vote and I predict approve having a meeting on Tuesday, a public meeting on Tuesday at 11 o'clock to address those matters. We put out a blue draft on the XM satellite radio late yesterday afternoon, and it has been the tradition of the Commission to provide a period of time for the party that is seeking the opinion and others to submit public comment. It seemed a little unfair to me to drop the draft out late the day before the meeting and provide people only a few hours to comment. So by moving this to Tuesday, it will afford the requester and any other interested party an opportunity to submit comment to us. We didn't, I believe, receive any comments to the draft, to the request initially, but it did seem fair given that we have a proposed answer that folks have an opportunity to sort of look at that and decide whether they wanted to make comments. So that their public comment period will be open until the close of business on Monday. And as I said, I anticipate we will be meeting at 11 o'clock on Tuesday to vote on that. Similarly, on the bundled contributions, we've been working hard late into last night and even this morning on some final edits to that. We're not quite done. Hopefully, we will wrap that up either today or tomorrow and get it out on blue, and we will be having, I anticipate, a formal vote on that NPRM also Tuesday at 11 o'clock. So that is so we're not going to be handling those matters this morning, and that's the reason why. We do have two other items on our agenda. The first involves the correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the minutes of an open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, October 11, 2007, as set forth in Agenda Document 0769.
Very good. The Vice Chairman has so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. The next item on our agenda involves procedural rules that will make permanent a program for probable cause hearings. We have an agenda document that was submitted late. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move suspension of our rules concerning the timely submission of documents so that we may consider a memorandum from Commissioner Weintraub set forth as Agenda Document 0772.
Very good. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am delighted to sit here today as the proponent of this document, which, if adopted, will take the pilot program that the agency adopted earlier this year for probable cause hearings and make it into a regular and permanent part of the procedural rules of the Commission. We started this about 8 months ago as a pilot program to see how it would work, but the idea for holding probable cause hearings is old. It dates back to the early 80s, and an ABA committee made the recommendation that we should have such hearings before the Commission votes to find probable cause that a respondent has violated the law, that we should give them the opportunity to come in and make their case to us. And for various legal technical reasons, our attorneys have advised us over the years that it is not constitutionally required for us to do so as a matter of due process law. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it. I think up until earlier this year, a lot of commissioners felt that we really could not afford to put an extra step in the enforcement process because the agency has been plagued almost from its inception with problems in moving our cases quickly enough. But we have made enormous strides in that in the last few years. And I think there is much, much credit to be shared amongst a great number of people for that. There was consistent, clear, and repeated guidance from the commission that it was unanimous that this was a priority for the agency to move our improve our enforcement processes. There were creative and ingenious ideas from our legal management team, and obviously an awful lot of hard work by staff attorneys. And we've really turned the situation around so that at this point we are moving cases faster and at the same time collecting higher penalties than the agency has ever done in its history. And it's something that I think everyone in this building should be really proud of and has a right to be proud of. And because we were in that good position at the beginning of the year, we decided that we could try this pilot program. For the benefit of those who don't get to sit in the room, and under the statute, we cannot make these kinds of hearings in a public session. I thought I would just describe them briefly. The respondents' counsel come in, they make an opening statement, and then there is questioning by the commissioners, by the general counsel, by the staff director. But mostly there is a dialogue between the commissioners and the respondents' counsel. And it is engaging and provocative and informative, sometimes entertaining. Respondents do not always advance their cause by coming in and having these hearings. But I think that they, you know, they don't necessarily, by virtue of coming in here, persuade everybody that, of course, they're right. But I think that it is still an important part of our process. And recently, one of the lawyers who participated in the process, I think, spoke for many when he said, whatever the outcome, this is a good process, and I very much appreciate the opportunity to come in and state the case. And I think it means a lot to people. They want to be heard. They want to feel like they've been heard, and they can look us in the eye and make their arguments. And I've heard not one bad word about this since we started. It has not slowed down the process. The concerns that it might bog down our enforcement process turned out not to come to fruition. We have been very diligent about scheduling the hearings promptly and continuing to keep the process moving promptly afterwards. And so we can now say, if we adopt this document, we will be in a position to say that enforcement at the FEC is faster, tougher, and fairer than it has ever been, and that is a win-win-win for the agency, and I hope that everybody feels very, very proud about that, and I think the respondents feel better about the process as a result. So it's just good all around. This document has my name on it because it was my office that started the document moving and ended up processing all the edits, but obviously it reflects the views and the input of everyone at the table and a lot of people at OGC, and I want to particularly acknowledge the assistance of Anne-Marie Terzakian, our new head of enforcement, and obviously very competent because we're doing so great in enforcement, and Mark Schonkweiler, one of our excellent team leaders in enforcement, and I would be remiss if I did not also acknowledge the major assistance of Laurel Shanks, my counsel, without whose efforts this document would not be sitting in front of us today. She's done more than I have, actually, on to bring this here to us. So,
sorry. It's time to dance.
or maybe time to shut up. So at the appropriate moment, Mr. Chairman, I will be very, very pleased to move approval of this document. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Other thoughts? I mean, certainly I think we all echo all of those sentiments. It has been, I think, a helpful process, both for the commission in our thinking about the cases and for the respondents in having an understanding of where the commission is on these matters. We've had, I believe it is 8 requests for hearings in the last 8 months, and we've held 4 of them. And my sense is that there is a uniform sense coming out of it that this is a project or a program we would like to maintain in a permanent status. And I want to thank Commissioner Weintraub and our staff for all of the hard work in helping putting together this document. Other thoughts? Commissioner Walther.
Just to say I completely agree with the comments that were made. I think this is a great step forward, and one that, being new to the commission, surprised me when we didn't have something like this to offer counsel who are trying to represent their clients in matters where they are about to be charged with something sometimes very serious. And I found that I've learned a lot from the process. I think we all learn a lot by the time we end up with a good discussion with council. I also think that the people who are subject to this probable cause walk away recognizing that the commissioners have given a lot of thought to the facts, that maybe their case has some weaknesses that they may not have realized, and walked away with the feeling that they've been given a fair shot at their own position. And the council that I've talked to after these hearings have all agreed that it was a welcome opportunity, a very good step for all of us to open up a little bit and communicate directly on something that's very serious in people's lives.
Okay. Other thoughts, comments? Commissioner Von Spakovsky.
I'll just say that, just like Commissioner Walther, I was frankly surprised that the commission did not have the opportunity for individuals to get a hearing before the commission, before it basically pronounced sentence on these enforcement matters. And while it may not be constitutionally required, not required by the statute that outlines our enforcement process, I think it's a matter of fundamental fairness that people get a hearing before us. I've also found them extremely useful, particularly when we're able to question the lawyers for the respondents and get their views about various legal issues that sometimes come up in these cases. And I think this should have been done 25 years ago when the ABA first noted that this was a real deficiency in our procedures. And I just want to say, I think it's a compliment to my colleagues that not only was the pilot program unanimously approved by all of the commissioners, but I expect the same thing to happen as soon as we have a vote now.
Good. Other thoughts, comments? Commissioner Weintraub? Time for a motion.
I should just also thank former Chairman Toner, who joined with me in proposing the pilot program, and Jan Barron, who brought it back to our attention in 2003 at the enforcement hearing that we held that year. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I move approval of, Agenda Document 0772.
Very good. Commissioner Weintraub has so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you could record that Commissioner Weintraub's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. The last item on our agenda today involves management and administrative matters. Ms. Clark, are there any such matters for us to discuss?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. And with that, I will bring the meeting to a close. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you hear what I was about?